You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Tuesday, August 23rd, talking Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. And, Kerry, let's dive right in. A big win for the Cubs Monday night at Petco Park as they open a series with the Padres. And a lot to John Lester was brilliant. Both Bryant and Russell go deep. Russell makes an outstanding defensive play. To me, though, the biggest story from last night's win has to be Jason Hayward. He also goes deep, one of the three Cubs home runs, and Joe Maddon gave him the entire off in Colorado, not just one game, but the entire series to get his head straight, and I think it paid dividends last night. Talk about both Maddon's and Hayward's reactions to his return and to hopefully the benefits that the time off provided him as he goes deep last night.
Well, I know Jason Hayward tried to downplay it, said, the 3 days didn't make a difference and that, he said he felt pretty much the same. I think he's been trying to downplay his struggles pretty much all season, but it's just so glaring when the Cubs make such a big free agent signing and commitment to this guy and he's batting .225 and you've got so many other players on the team that are doing far better, and it's just really been puzzling. I mean, there's just no way that David Ross, the backup catcher, should have more home runs than Jason Hayward, So it's just been very confusing. I know Maddon's attitude with Jason Hayward was that he told him when he came back, he said he just wants him to go out and play. Says, I wanted to see a smile on his face and just have him play as hard as he can, and doesn't want him to maybe cut back a little bit on some of the pregame stuff he was doing. You know, he said didn't want him coming to the ballpark and hitting until his hands bleed, wanted to avoid doing that. So hopefully kind of the breather will help and pay dividends in the long run. I mean, what was really sort of sad or in a strange twist is that Hayward does hit the home run, but then he also made an error, his first error all season. So, here's a guy who's just been just so perfect in right field, and his defense has really kept him a key part of the Cubs this season, and he makes an error. So it was just some kind of strange little bizarre twist.
Yeah, it is. Two steps forward and a one step back kind of thing with Jason Hayward because, as you said, he's been so brilliant, and not just brilliant, but perfect in the field all year up until Monday night. And like you said, again, there is such a thing as, overworking, overthinking, and just getting your head all messed up. And Joe Maddon wanted to see him just enjoy yourself. You're playing a game and act like it. And at least for one night, that did work out. Want to get your thoughts, too, about Hayward in terms of the long-term big picture with him. Is there a chance that, you brought up the huge, huge free agent contract he signed, all the money he's getting paid, but when you see how well guys like Matt Caesar has performed this year, Wilson Contreras splitting time between catching and left field this season, you've got your mainstays out there in Stoller and Dexter Fowler. Is there a chance that if the struggles persist that he's going to start to lose some playing time here at some point, do you think?
No. I think that's ridiculous. That's talk radio talk. I think that's absolutely ridiculous because the team has made a huge commitment to this guy, and the team has also got a 79-45 record with Jason Hayward in the lineup, and he's pitching in defense, win games. He's the defense. He's the glove out there. And like I say, okay, Monday's a fluke. He makes an error, but that's his first one all season. And there's no way you're going to put Wilson Contreras in right field. Wilson Contreras is a catcher. So, I don't. I've heard that chatter, and I think it's ridiculous. No.
Yeah, I mean, fair point. I know that his defense is where his true value lies. The bat has not caught up with the glove this season. And like you said, they're above 30 games over 500 with Hayward in right field. And hopefully, again, if the bat does start to catch up, slowly but surely, all the better for the Cubs as they are going to cruise, barring something completely unforeseen, to the NL Central crown this year. Gary, I want to get your thoughts on some aches and pains that not even the Cubs can avoid. Every team goes through it every year, especially on the pitching staff, both in the rotation and the bullpen. John Lackey has been placed on the 15-day DL. I believe that he was DL just after our podcast of last week, so we missed out on that. Hector Rondon also on the DL. He's got some triceps issues, I believe. Kind of give us the updates on both Lackey and Rondon and potential timetables for their returns.
Well, the fact that the team is 30-plus games over affords them the luxury to do this. If this was a pennant race in September, I'm guessing that Lackey and Rondon could battle through this and they would still be pitching. But Lackey's shoulder stiffened up after he made kind of the extra effort to pitch two bullpens in one day for that one extra inning game. He actually did it twice. So they decided to take advantage of the time right now, put him on the DL. It's more just a R&R time, so let him rest, get his arm back up. And the same with Rondon. He'd had the triceps problem. It's just a chance to once again let him rest. And he should be back, September 1st, and Lackey should be back August 30th. And from what I understand, they should both meet those dates.
Yeah, and good point by you by saying that with the team so many games over 500 and the league so big, they can afford to be extra cautious and give guys some even extra time off to lick some wounds and to heal up a little bit. That's what they're doing, it appears, with both John Lackey and Hector Rondon. Some other guys that have a little bit banged up lately carry both Gil Smith. He was acquired from the Angels and really hasn't been himself since that acquisition, and perhaps the reason why he's not 100% health-wise. He's on the DL. And Chris Coughlin, too, an extra outfielder. He's come up making some spots this year. Same thing with them, their timetables and what you're hearing on both of them.
Well, Coughlin bruised his ribs in a collision with Addison Russell in a game at Wrigley, and so he's on the DL. He's eligible to come back on September 1st. He's rehabbing with the AAA Iowa team, but he's not. He's not playing in games yet. He's expected to play in games by the end of the week. So when rosters expand on September 1st, he could be back. And then Joe Smith has a left hamstring injury, and he also was expected back on September 1st when rosters expand. So really, if the Cubs can just finish up August with what they have personnel-wise, they should be fine. And then when rosters expand, the clubhouse will get a little crowded, and we'll welcome everybody back.
Yeah, September is always a very interesting month, no question. Backtrack a little bit to the John Lackey injury. Of course, again, he's on the 15-day DL. We saw Mike Montgomery make the spot start for the Cubs Saturday, a start that would have gone to Lackey, and Montgomery pitched very well, pitched into the fifth inning. The Cubs end up winning the game. Should we expect him to kind of hold down that spot to keep it warm for Lackey until he returns, or is there another option here, perhaps Trevor Cahill or somebody like that?
Well, I think the plan right now is to have Montgomery and Cahill sort of piggyback each other and be a little bit of a tandem here. Montgomery will make another start on Friday against the Dodgers, and they're sort of keeping Cahill to back him up. That's how it worked last time. And then they'll sort of go from there. I think, I need my calendar. Okay, that date is the 26th, so if they can do that, and then if Lackey is ready, hopefully by the 30th, they could maybe be back with Lackey and put Montgomery back in the bullpen after that. So Montgomery's done well, and I know Madden was very pleased with his last outing when he pitched against the Rockies. He went 4 1/3. Sure, they'd like to have had him go 5, but it's been the first time he'd gone that far since middle of July. So I think he did well enough and showed him something, gives him another left-hander, gives him somebody to think about. The one thing when the season started that they were concerned about was the lack of depth, starting pitching depth in the organization, and the acquisition of Montgomery has helped that.
It's been a godsend because he can do both. He started in his career, he's primarily relieved, but he can fill both roles and fill them quite capably. And, he's been a real important piece for that Cubs rotation, especially in the light of John Lackey's injury. Montgomery, a guy that struggled when he first came over, but he's really righted the ship, and he's done very well for the Cubs since then. Kerry, to wrap up, I think the biggest piece of news this week has got to be, as you wrote, that the Cubs, once again, as they did last year when they fly back home from L.A. to complete this nine-game West Coast road trip, Joe Maddon is going to bring back the pajama onesies on the team flight, which again, I think is the most important piece of news to come out of this week. So I want to get a prediction from you going back to last year and the guys, you know, they really stepped up their pajama onesie game. Who do you think this year is going to have the most eye-catching or outrageous onesie on that flight from Los Angeles?
I think we always kind of like to see what Joe comes up with himself, because he does he did buy a new outfit. I'm not sure what it's going to be. I know Chris Bryant said that he got a Stormtrooper type onesie. It says it doesn't quite look like a Stormtrooper, so he wasn't real happy with it. But he also admitted that he didn't bring the one from last year. A lot of the players are just reusing the ones that they had from a year ago. I'm guessing that Arrieta will probably have something outrageous because it's Arrieta. I'm a little concerned about Justin Grimm. He has said that, told me that he's going to wear a bathrobe and slippers and nothing else.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see. And I'm sure that your post-pajama report will be much looked forward to, and we'll see plenty of pictures on social media, no doubt, when the team emerges from that flight. Kerry, good place to wrap this one up. Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter, joining us as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.